It's the off-season, and players are working hard to get ready for a big 2022. Here's a nomination for the Drive with Joel and Fletch training the house down team.
Ooh, okay. Now, is this a nomination? Now, Brian, you're part of the board when it comes to training the house down.
I am the board.
Training the house up. Yes, you are the board. Okay, let's have a listen to this. Wally Lewis, this is on Channel 9, reporting in Brisbane. This is on the 24th of November. Have a listen to this.
Adam Reynolds knew how big of a responsibility it is to captain the Broncos the first time he walked through Brisbane's trophy-filled offices at Red Hill. Reynolds made his first public outing in his new colours at an intimate sponsors event, and only Nine News was there.
He might be wearing a name tag, but Adam Reynolds needs no introduction. Not since Gordon Tallis's arrival at Red Hill has there been so much excitement about a Broncos recruit.
Everyone at the club's been supportive. They've been very friendly, and they've honestly made it so much easier for me and my family to obviously transition up here. It's a pretty big move, but they've certainly made it a lot easier.
Having guided the Bunnies to the grand final, Reynolds knows the key to captaincy: leading by example.
You got to make sure you're doing it yourself. You got to make sure you're doing the little things right, and that everyone's following you.
He doesn't start pre-season until mid-December, but who knows, an early arrival might just be on the cards.
It's pretty exciting when you see some of the boys in there working hard, and the talent they've got is unbelievable. I'm like a little kid. I still keep poking my head in there at times and wanting to be out there with the boys. It's hard to sort of sit at home and watch them do all the hard yards and just sit there and not do nothing.
Okay, thoughts? Is that qualify?
No, I don't think so.
No,
it's a puff piece.
Yeah,
but he hasn't admitted to anything.
Okay,
no, right. They haven't certainly said he's bigger, stronger. Mm. They're just talking about his reputation.
So when was he due back at training?
He was due back not for another month.
They said mid-December, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, Michael Atkinson, blue tick, right? He has this to say, right? This is 2 days later. He said, "Surprise!" And this is in bold italic letters. Surprise at Red Hill this morning. Adam Reynolds, not due back from leave until December 17, has reported for training. That is the sign of a great recruit. Captain material.
Train the house down.
Train the house down?
Put him on. You have to.
Yeah.
Was it legit though? Did he come back?
Well, blue tick. It's been reported by blue tick.
Doesn't matter, blue ticks.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Your fascination with Spotify numbers, subscriptions, and blue ticks. It's really starting to worry me. So you're saying that if you've got a blue tick, you wouldn't lie?
No, I don't have a blue tick, nor want a blue tick, or need a blue tick. But anyway, Michael Atkinson has a blue tick.
I know, but I'm not saying Akko is a fibber. But are you saying that if you've got a blue tick?
I don't know.
You're not a fibber.
Well, you're a real person, seemingly.
A lot of journos have the blue tick for verification.
Yeah.
Like you could spout stuff, but if you've got the blue tick, Channel 9 behind you.
Gotcha. Yeah,
it's legit. Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in.
He is in. He's our halfback.
Okay, he's in. Good to hear.
Thanks, Joel. If you see a player training the house down, tag us at Joel Fletch SEN on Twitter or use the hashtag TTHD. That was training the house down. And as history says, it rarely ends well.